Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. TalktainmentRadio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Talktainment Radio Worldwide.
Look up in the sky!
It's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel, ready to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalktainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.
You're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalktainmentRadio.com. I'm Ricky Tyers from Tyers Tours and Travel. And you can join the conversation at 877-932-9766 or subscribe to our Talktainment Radio YouTube channel. Our podcast is available. The title of today's show is Daydreaming About Vegas Again. And what we have are some top things to do in Las Vegas in October. Fall is here and so is the fun. We have the ultimate list of events that you won't want to miss while you enjoy the cooler weather in Las Vegas. We have tons of amazing dining options, exciting events, and unbelievable entertainment. Hockey season is back. And the park is filled with fun fall activities such as the Fall Brew Celebration and the Great Pumpkin Show. Be part of the action and explore all of what Las Vegas and MGM Resorts has to offer. So, did you know that in about 3 years, you'll be able to travel from California to Las Vegas in 75 to 90 minutes. Yes, you'll be able to travel from California to Las Vegas in 75 to 90 minutes. And the price of a one-way ticket will be about $60. A high-speed train is being developed by Virgin Trains USA, formerly known as Brightline. Virgin Train USA, previously known as Brightline, already operates a high-speed train in Florida. Its California to Nevada project is expected to span 185 miles and take 90 minutes to move passengers between Las Vegas and Victorville, California, which is the northeast of Los Angeles. Construction is expected to start in 2020 and take about 3 years to complete. Virgin Train USA is the first privately funded passenger rail system in the U.S. in more than 100 years. This significant private investment will generate thousands of jobs, spark new mixed use and housing development, and remove nearly 4.5 million cars off the road each year. I repeat, this investment will remove 4.5 million cars off the road each year. And if you didn't know who owns Virgin Trains USA, it is Richard Branson. And also, It's Your Time to Travel has found that the train that runs in Florida, the Virgin train that runs in Florida, are a lot swankier than a traditional train. So Virgin Trains are moving people to the next level of train travel, where train travel will be really hip and fun. So once again, the did you know for today is, you in about 3 years, you'll be able to travel from California to Las Vegas in about 75 to 90 minutes. That's some amazing news, and that should really make the people that live in California, Southern California, that travel to Las Vegas on the weekends very happy, because now you have a train that'll get you there, and it's a five-hour drive. You have a train that'll get you there in about 90 minutes. The speeds on the train is up to 150 miles per hour, and it'd be nonstop. So it'll get you there in 75 to 90 minutes. I think the $120 would be well worth it round trip. It'll save you a lot of time. The drive from L.A. to Vegas is 4 to 5 hours. So this will save you lots and lots of time. So we have this just in. The MGM agrees to pay Las Vegas victims up to $800 million. Again, I repeat that. The MGM resorts agree to pay the Las Vegas victims $800 million. $800 million they agree to pay the Las Vegas victims. And there's kind of a story behind them settling for that. And that story is simply that Vegas decided to settle because their insurance company will cover up to $791 million of the settlement. So they thought it was in their best interest to settle. The victims or the lawyers for the victims agreed to that. That they are willing to settle for the $800 million. And there's a couple reasons why now is the time that they settled. But the first reason is the settlement would resolve the settlement will resolve the claim that MGM was responsible in allowing the killer to stockpile weapons and ammunition at its Mandalay Bay hotel. The company that owns the Las Vegas hotel, where a gunman opened fire from his room onto a country music festival 2 years ago, killing 58, wounding hundreds of others, agreed on Thursday of last week to pay up to $800 million to settle lawsuits filed by victims. MGM Resorts International owns the hotel, Mandalay Bay, and it announced the settlement, ending what had become a closely watched case about liability in the mass shooting. The killer was holed up inside his hotel room on the 32nd floor with a cache of weapons and fired at thousands of music fans as the night's final concert began. It was the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history. The Thursday settlement appears to resolve the litigation between the victims and their family and the MGM resorts. But there's some other things that went on in that story. I don't know if you knew that last year in July, the MGM Grand filed a suit against the people that filed a suit against them. And they thought that this will stop them from being sued. But the case was, and the reason why they filed the suit was because as part of a strategy to have the company declare immune from liability to federal court, MGM sued more than 1,000 people who had already filed or indicated an intent to pursue claims against the company. Though the company's lawsuit did not seek any money, the strategy stirred anger against MGM. And a panel of judges declared that they couldn't lump everything into one suit. And the reason why they were able to file this suit against the victims and their families of the shooting was a law called the Safeties Act. It was a law that was put together after 9/11. And with that information, they were able to sue the victims. But they decided that it was in the best interest that they settled the suit for $800 million. And the tipping point to the settlement was the MGM Grand is not really paying any money. The insurance company is going to cover almost a whole $800 million. So that was the tipping point. And also they wanted to get it settled before the 2-year period ended that they could file suit. So this just in, MGM agrees to pay Las Vegas shooters up to $800 million. So I posted this on my Facebook page last Friday. I got close to 200 responses on it, and the responses went from a theory that there was a second shooter to the FBI is covering something up. There was just so many different theories, and no one actually went through and read the whole article. But I had almost 200 comments on it. If you like, you can go to my Facebook page, It's Your Time to Travel. And the article is on that page. And also is YouTube video of all the things that the shooter did during his stay in Las Vegas. So this just in, once again, is that Las Vegas MGM Grand had settled the lawsuit with the victims of the shootings that happened almost 2 years ago. But at the same time, Las Vegas casinos are raising capital by selling properties. Several Las Vegas casinos have announced the selling of their properties, and also the Hard Rock Las Vegas is closing. Caesars Entertainment has completed a deal to sell the Rio, but will continue to operate the Las Vegas property. And in a news release, Caesars said it was selling the Las Vegas property for $516 million. Under the terms of the agreement, Caesars will continue to operate the property while they pay $45 million annually in rent. The deal allows Caesar Entertainment to focus the resources on strengthening their activities of recently renovated strip properties, and the next year's World Series of Poker would still take place at the Rio. And the MGM is reportedly in talks to sell off three of its casinos: Circus Circus, the Bellagio, and the MGM Grand. Although MGM will continue operating the Bellagio and the MGM Grand in a leaseback deal, MGM could pocket about $7 billion for the two casinos, which are among the company's most profitable properties. And we're also announcing that the Hard Rock Las Vegas is closing. And they're closing, and they're celebrating their closing with a free-to-public exhibit showcasing just all the things they collected over the years, including some pieces from storage, and it's called a farewell tour. The exhibit actually opens September the 27th, and it will open Thursday through Monday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. through January 31st. The exhibit will feature costumes, musical instruments, props, artwork not seen by the public. And the some of the articles or some of the artifacts that they have are from the Rolling Stones, Bruce Springsteen, Queen, Aerosmith, Guns N' Roses, Elton John, Elvis, Lady Gaga, the Beatles, and much more. And new items will be added to the collection on a regular basis, giving attendees something new to see during the exhibition. They expect this to last 4 months. Multiple end events and promotions are expected to be announced in detail, including a drink promotion on property with prices from 1995. The year the hotel opened. And it will reopen. The Hard Rock will reopen in January of 2020 under the name of Virgin Hotels. The off-strip Hard Rock Hotel and Casino was acquired by Richard Branson in 2018. And following an 8-month renovation, the rebranded Virgin Hotel Las Vegas is slated to open at the end of 2020, with every inch being transformed. And what's unique about the opening of the Virgin Hotel Las Vegas is the gaming floor will be operated by Mohegan Gaming, which will be the first Native American tribe to enter the gaming market on the Las Vegas Strip. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on in Las Vegas, just absolutely a lot going on in Las Vegas. And we want to just kind of fill you in on some of the things going on in Las Vegas. But you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTimeRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. I'm Ricky Tyers from Tyers Surge and Travel. You can join the conversation at 877-932-9766 or subscribe to our TalkTimer Radio YouTube channel. Podcast is available. And stay tuned. After the break, we'll get into the top things to do in Las Vegas in October. But we have some other things to talk about first, and we're going to talk about the best time to book your flight. We're going to talk about AAA reveals the best time to book flights for the holiday season. And the best times to book the flight actually started September 24th. From September 24th to about October is the best time to book your flight for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And a new report from AAA reveals that while many haven't started thinking about flying for Thanksgiving and Christmas, the start of the best booking window has already started. AAA's travel flight booking data shows that over the last 3 years, September 25th marked the beginning of the rush to book air travel around both the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays. For travelers looking to get the most bang for their buck this holiday season, AAA recommends to start researching options now. Book flights by October 27th. And, of course, consult a travel agent and consider purchasing travel insurance for your trip. The holiday travelers should make their plans now and begin booking their flights for Thanksgiving and Christmas as early as September 25th, which has passed, for the best deals available. And if you If you wait, travelers may be able to find last-minute deals on flights close to the holidays as airlines look to fill their last few remaining seats. But flight availability for those peak travel weeks will be very limited by that time. When it comes to Thanksgiving, most travelers book their flights between September 25th and October 27th. Research shows the best deals will be available between 7 and 13 days before the holiday this year. Options may be limited. In terms of congestion and costs, the Monday of Thanksgiving week is the best option, with ticket prices averaging about $486. Less congestion at airports. For travelers more concerned about the crowd, the Sunday before the holiday is consistently the lightest travel day. As for Christmas, AAA found that booking your winter holiday flight between September 26th and October 25th would provide consumers with lower prices on average. Last-minute Christmas traveler bookers can find the overall best pricing 7 to 13 days before the holiday week, but flight availability is likely to be limited. Travelers departing the days before Christmas will pay an average of $593 on December 21st, $639 on December 22nd, and $603 on December 23rd. The research also found that Christmas Eve is the best day to travel. That's the day I'm traveling on. I'm traveling on Christmas Eve. And I'm coming back on that Friday. And my price is way below this, but I'm traveling on Christmas Eve and I'm flying back on the 27th. So I fit right into that with everybody else. So we just talked about the best times to book flights for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and the holidays. And we talked about for Christmas, if you book your flight between September 26th and October 25th, you'll get lower prices. And for last-minute travelers for Christmas, bookers can find the overall best price 7 to 13 days before the holiday. Week. And they found the best day to travel or to get the best price will be traveling on Christmas Eve. And when it comes to Thanksgiving, most travelers book their flights between September 25th and October 27th. But we found out that if you book your flight 7 to 13 days before the holiday, that probably would be the best price that you can get. So we just gave you the best time to book flights for Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays. So if you travel to Las Vegas and you use Uber or Lyft at the McCarran International Airport, they just changed the location of where you can meet Lyft or Uber. The pickup area for the terminal is being relocated. Simply cross the pedestrian bridge to the parking garage on level 2, make a right, and Uber will be right there. So we've covered a lot in a few minutes. And in the second half of the show, we're going to talk about the things to do in Las Vegas in October. We have a list of things to do in Las Vegas in October. They're pretty amazing. And we'll get into that second half of the show. Some of the things we're talking about is entertainment, Drake. And Boyz II Men will be in Las Vegas for weekends. Ozzy Osbourne. So we have a lot of different events going on in Las Vegas in October. And we gave you the Las Vegas travel tip. If you use Uber and Lyft, it would be available once you cross the pedestrian bridge to the parking garage on level 2. We talked about MGM has settled the suit with the victims of the shooting in Las Vegas for $800 million. We covered that the beginning of the show. We talked about how you in about 3 years you'd be able to travel from California to Las Vegas in 75 to 90 minutes. You know, when I think about it, I drove from Las Vegas to California. It probably took us four and a half hours. So this will save you a bunch of time. And the price for a one-way ticket is going to be about $60. So for a round-trip ticket, it might even be less than $120. But we covered that. It's a high-speed train that's being developed by Virgin Trains USA. We also covered how Las Vegas casinos are raising capitals by selling property. MGM Resorts is selling the Bellagio, Circus Circus, and the MGM Grand. Although MGM will still manage the Bellagio and the MGM Grand, they are selling the Circus Circus outright. So maybe one of the reasons why they're selling their properties is to pay off the lawsuit that they just settled. But from everything that I found out, the insurance company will cover most of what they're being sued for, which comes to about $800,000. And from what I read and from what I understand, insurance is going to cover just about all of that. And it settles the lawsuit. The lawyers for both sides are happy with the settlement. And that could be one reason why MGM is selling off Circus Circus and Bellagio and MGM Grand. Also, Caesar Entertainment is selling the Rio, but they will continue to operate the Las Vegas property, and they're selling that for $516 million. So, to know about Vegas. And in the second half of the show, we'll cover top things to do in Las Vegas in October. We have tons of amazing offers. Like I said, Drake is there, Boyz II Men, Ozzy Osbourne is there. We have the Oktoberfest, which kicked off just a few days ago at the Mandalay Bay. We have a culinary weekend with all the top chefs, which is October 12th through the 14th. Hockey is back. Hockey season has started. The Lakers will play in Las Vegas October 6th, I believe. And they have a UFC fight coming up with Conor McGregor. So we'll get into all that in the second half of the show. But if you're interested in traveling to Las Vegas, Tire Surgeon Travel has the greatest prices you can find. You can give us a call at 866-547-5362, and we'll gladly book your Las Vegas vacation. Look up in the sky. It's a superhero travel. It's Ricky Tires from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. Listeners, you can join the conversation at 877-932-9766 or subscribe to our TalkTainment Radio YouTube channel. Podcast is available.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
ASHKICKIN. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
The big vote. All votes count, and we're counting on you. Join Blacks in Government and the Federally Employed Women for the 3rd Annual Local Candidates Forum, Saturday, October the 19th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the St. Dominic's Parish at 453 North 20th Street. That's behind the church. Moderators are S. Yolanda Robinson and Kahari Inahar.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for the presence of radon. It's easy. To learn more, call 866-730-GREEN. Preserve your family's health and well-being. Get your home tested. Now that's living healthy and green.
Green, green, green. It's your home. It's your dream. Radon test and living healthy and clean. Make it green, green, green.
Testing for radon is easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
A message from the US EPA.
Every year, June marks the beginning of two busy seasons, summer and wedding season. If you are legally changing your name, you need to apply for a replacement Social Security card reflecting your new name. This is easier to fix now when you first change your name than years from now when you retire. So go to our website at www.socialsecurity.gov/SS number or call us at 1-800-772-1213, TTY 1-800-325-0778 to find out what specific documents you need to change your name and apply for a replacement card.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Look up in the sky, it's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. Listeners, you can join the conversation at 877-932-9766. And welcome to the second half of the show. The title of the show is Top Things to Do in Las Vegas in October. Fall is here, and so is the fun. We have the ultimate list of events that you won't want to miss while you enjoy the cooler weather in Las Vegas.
We have tons of amazing dining options, exciting events, unbelievable entertainment. Hockey season is back, and the park is filled with fun fall activities such as the Fall Brew Celebration and the Great Pumpkin Show. Be part of the action and explore all of what Las Vegas MGM Resorts has to offer. So that's what we're going to get into in the second half of the show. But we have a video from MGM Grand called Welcome to the Show, and it kind of tells us all the things that the MGM Grand provides for you when you go to one of their resorts. And everything that we will talk about as far as things to do in Las Vegas for October is presented by the MGM Grand, and I will follow this up every month with what to do in Las Vegas in November, what to do in Las Vegas in December, what to do in Las Vegas in January. So some of the things is going on in Las Vegas. Once we see the video, welcome to the show. That kind of introduces everything going on. So we'll get started with that first. Sound, can we get sound? Yeah, so fall is here and so is the fun. And MGM Grand So there you have it. Top things to do in Las Vegas in October. We'll start with entertainment. Drake will be in Las Vegas October the 5th and 6th. And Boyz II Men will be there three weekends in October. Drake and Mingo take over the Grand Garden Arena on October the 5th and 6th. And Boyz II Men is in town for three weekends this month, beginning October 5th through the 20th at the Mirage. Dropkick Murphys are coming to the Park Theater on October the 5th. Ozzy Osbourne will be making a stop at the MGM Grand Garden Arena on his farewell tour called No More Tours 2, which is on October 13th. Ozzy Osbourne.
Wow. And Shaggy. Ozzy Osbourne and Shaggy. And together they were bringing upbeat, island-flavored 44/876 joint tour to the Park Theater on October 13th. Systems of a Down will take the stage at T-Mobile Arena on October 19th. And on October 20th, Jimmy Buffett returns to Grand Garden Arena. Widespread Panic, if you're a fan of theirs, returns to the Park Theater for three nights beginning on October the 6th through the 28th. Phil Collins will take the stage at the MGM Grand Garden area on October the 27th. And with final performances through October 28th, witness the magical, the magician of the century, Chris Angel. And it's called Mind Freak Live at the Luxor Hotel and Casino. And finally, at the Grand Garden Arena, Fish takes stage for four nights beginning October 31st, and Cheryl returns to her residency at the Park Theater on the same day. So that's the entertainment. That's the musical entertainment going on in Las Vegas for the month of October. But we also have Oktoberfest and a culinary weekend of things to do in Las Vegas. And we'll get into that. Kick off the Oktoberfest on October the 6th at Mandalay Bay. And sip on a cool brew while savoring German-style favorites and a family-style dinner, including three featured Oktoberfest beers and a souvenir stein and entertainment all night long. So we also have coming up, that's the Oktoberfest. And it started on October the 6th at Mandalay Bay. And you can sip on a cool, cold brew, and it's all German-style favorites. And if you're just looking for a good beer to enjoy, check out the Limetine Social Oktoberfest Happy Hour from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., and that started October the 7th. And also try the Sierra Nevada Oktoberfest beer on draft and a delicious beer batter saucy sandwich served with German potato salad at the Aereo. And that's up till October 7th. So we also have a culinary weekend coming up. But we have a commercial that we want to get in there first about Tire Sewers and Travel. And we'll talk about the culinary weekend, which actually doesn't start till October the 12th or the 14th. And the culinary weekend is like no other. You can enjoy the chef's table, epic current experience at Mandalay Bay and Casino, and the Delano Las Vegas, which features memorable events hosted by world-class chefs, including Micah Mena, Charlie Palmer.
I've had this problem.
Big problem.
I really, really needed
a good travel advisor.
And I kept searching.
And searching.
There are so many choices.
It's really hard to find one that has all the things on my list.
But I finally did it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you.
If you were looking for one as well,
look no further.
Here's a really good one.
Just use mine.
Use mine.
I'm very satisfied.
Definitely recommend.
Problem gone.
Thank you.
So we're going to get back to talking about the culinary weekend again. The weekend starts October 12th through the 14th. You can enjoy the chef's table at the Mandalay Bay. Resort and Casino and the Delano Las Vegas, which features events hosted by Micah Mena, Charlie Palmer, and a host of others. You can enjoy cooking demonstrations, wine tasting, gourmet showcases, and the Martha Stewart Wine and Food Experience, featuring Martha Stewart, as well as taste dishes from the Park MGM Prime Rose and Jupiter Cocktail Lounge. The area Bar Knot and the 550 at the Las Vegas Festival Grounds near Circus Hotel also feature. There's also this weekend is the JBF Celebrity Shelf Tour at the Luxor Hotel, where you can enjoy multi-course meals, wine pairing, dessert course, and a Q&A session with seven renowned chefs from around the country. So again, we're talking about the culinary weekend and all the things going on at the different resorts. But the big kickoff is the Celebrity Chef Tour, which is the weekend of the 12th through the 14th, where you can enjoy multi-course meals, wine pairing, a dessert course, and a Q&A with seven renowned chefs from around the country. So that also will be going on the weekend of October the 12th through the 14th. And now we're getting to sports. Hockey season is back, and the Vegas Golden Knights, the first professional sports team in Las Vegas, returns to T-Mobile to play against Philadelphia, Buffalo, Anaheim, and Vancouver, Tampa Bay, and Ottawa, all in the month of October. And they have a new event going on 4 hours before the puck drops on the Vegas Golden Knights home games. The park comes alive. You can take a photo with Chance, which is the Vegas Golden Knights mascot, while live DJs keep the music going, and they have hockey drink specials. And then the biggest fight of 2019 will take place at the T-Mobile Arena as the notorious Conor McGregor returns in an attempt to retake the UFC lightweight title from the hands of unbeaten champion Khabib in the main event of 229. In the main event of UFC 229. And the Los Angeles Lakers will return to Las Vegas, and they play October the 10th at T-Mobile Arena versus the Golden State Warriors at 7 p.m. So in sports, you have the Golden Knights, and you also have the Lakers playing Golden State on October the 10th. And then at the park, we have a fall celebration, which continues in October, bringing 6 weekends of liberation and countless beers to the park. The festival will celebrate the art of beer with theme weekend highlight brews from around the world. From October the 12th through the 13th, from noon to 5 p.m., enjoy Irish and international beer from around the world. If you're a beer drinker, this is where you want to be, where you can taste Irish and international beers from around the world. On October 25th through October 28th, from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., you can purchase tickets to the Great Pumpkin Road Show, where the park in New York, New York will partner with Seattle-based brewing company for a pumpkin-themed beer celebration featuring up to 50 different pumpkin brews. This traveling beer festival will make a stop in Las Vegas for the first time ever. And to book your Las Vegas October experience, call Tire Service and Travel at 866-847-5362.
So we've listed all the things to do in October in Las Vegas to do in October. And we just want to talk about, we just want to pick out some different items that you might be interested in. But if you like sports, the Lakers will be in Las Vegas October the 10th. They're playing the Golden State Warriors. You may want to stop in and enjoy that. We have the Culinary Weekend coming up October the 12th through the 14th. And there's different hotels, Mandalay Bay, Delano, Las Vegas. Circus has the JBF Celebrity Chef Tour. All these things are going on in Las Vegas on the week of the 12th through the 14th. And then at the park, and the park sits right in front of the Park MGM. And they have October Fall Brew Celebration going on there. So there's so much to do in Vegas in October. And we will also bring to you all the things to do in November towards the end of the month. We'll list all the things to do in Las Vegas in November. We'll list all the things to do in Las Vegas in December and January. But this is just an aerial view. The video was an aerial view of Las Vegas at night. Just one of the hottest places to visit. You can visit it in the fall and miss all the cool weather. But the video on now is just a aerial view of Las Vegas at night and just all the amazing things to do in Las Vegas. You know, there is the Far Brew Celebration and Great Pumpkin Show if you're going to Las Vegas in October. There's Drake and Mingo was there on October the 5th and 6th. And Boys to Men would be there three weekends in October. So if you're interested in traveling to Las Vegas, we have great deals available. You can give us a call at 866-472-9716 or 866-547-5362. There's just a lot going on in Las Vegas, and we have it covered. So give us a call. And first half of the show, we talked about being able to travel from California to Las Vegas in 90 minutes on a train being developed. It probably takes about 3 years to develop, but you'll be able to travel from Victorville, California to Las Vegas in 75 to 90 minutes. The train will reach up to 150 miles per hour, and this train is a lot swankier than anything that Amtrak has right now. It's just a whole lot better. That would be available in about 3 years. We also gave a travel tip the first half of the show, and the travel tip that we gave, if you use Lyft or Uber, when you cross the pedestrian bridge and turn right, you make a right, your driver will be right there to meet you. So that's one of the tips that we gave in the first half of the show. And the first half of the show, we also talked about how Las Vegas casinos are raising capital by selling properties. Caesars is selling to Rio for $516
million. $516 million. But they will still manage the property. But they're selling to Rio, and by selling to Rio, they're raising $516 million, and they will also still host the World Series of Poker, which takes place at the Rio. MGM reportedly is in talks to sell off three of its casinos, Circus, the Bellagio, and the MGM Grand. Between the three casinos, they'll be able to raise $7 billion. for $7 billion for the two casino resorts, and they still will manage the Bellagio and the MGM Grand, and they will pay rent of $45 million a year to manage those two properties. First half of the show, we talked about the Hard Rock Las Vegas is closing, and they will host a tour. They will host a farewell tour starting September 27th, and it'll be open from Thursday through Mondays from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. They will exhibit artifacts from the Rolling Stones, Bruce Springsteen, Queen, Aerosmith, Guns N' Roses, Elton John, Elvis, Lady Gaga, The Beatles, and more. And then it will reopen in late 2020 as the Virgin Hotel. The Virgin Hotel Las Vegas is being renovated, and is slated to reopen at the end of 2020. And every inch of the hotel would be transformed. So there's just a lot going on in Vegas. Just to let you know that the MGM Grand settled their suit with the people that sued the MGM Grand. They settled their suit for $800 million. $800 million. They settled the suit for $800 million, and that takes them out of litigation of being sued by over 1,000 people for the shooting that happened in Vegas. But that doesn't include anybody that will withdraw their suit and sue them separately. So maybe one of the reasons why Las Vegas is raising capital is to ward off these suits that are coming. But the MGM Resorts Insurance Company will cover most of the liability of that. Everything but about $50 million. But they will cover most of the liability to settle that suit. So just some of the things going on in Las Vegas. We'll bring you up to date on everything going on in Las Vegas in November. Our next show, which should be October 31st, we'll bring you up to date on everything going on in Las Vegas for November and December. We'll go ahead and throw December in there in case you want to go to Las Vegas in November or December. And we have also put together what to do in Las Vegas for New Year's Eve. So all that will be on our our next October show. We'll cover all that then. But today, we just talked about the top things to do in Las Vegas in October. And if you have any questions, you can give us a call at 866-547-5362. And we can help you put together the vacation of a lifetime to Las Vegas. So we covered everything going on in the first half of the show. We talked about events going on in the second half. In the second half of the show, things to do in October. Las Vegas is an amazing place. You know, there's hockey going on. There's entertainment. Boys and Men will be there 3 weekends. Widespread Panic returns to the Park Theater for 3 nights beginning on October 26th. Phil Collins will take the stage at MGM Grand Garden Arena on October 27th. And with a final performance through October 28th, witness Chris Angel at the Luxor Hotel and Casino. So that's just the entertainment. Plus, Cheryl returns to the Park Theater beginning October 31st. They have the Oktoberfest, and they also have a culinary weekend, which starts October the 12th through the 14th. And you get a chance to sample all these renowned chefs from all over the world at the different hotels. Mandalay Bay Casino and Resort, Delano, Las Vegas. They'll have world-class chefs there. And you can enjoy a cooking demonstration, wine tasting.